are going to continue the hour with a brand new feature called Embrace the Space, a monthly segment designed to explore town planning from land use to housing to transportation, how all of that works together. Interviews intended to educate the community on the importance of mindful development and to speak to the economic and social and community goals of all of our towns. You can find the full archive in the Town Square section of our website, chapelboro.com, or just go straight to it, chapelboro.com/embracethespace. Embrace the Space, presented by Trinzic Residential Group. Today, we are joined by Susanna Dancy, who is the managing partner for Rockwood Development, UNC alum, founding chair of the board of the Incremental Development Alliance, and the chair of Chapel Hill's Community Design Commission. And all of that's just for starters. Susanna, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm actually the former chair.
Former chair.
Yes.
Sorry.
As of November or December.
They keep falling behind.
Oh.
I blame the pandemic.
Well,
I blame everything on the pandemic.
Blame everything on the pandemic. It's a lovely excuse.
So that was the quick summary, but tell us about yourself. How did you come to be in the development field in the first place?
I've been in commercial real estate for, gosh, a long time, since maybe the mid-2000s, 2006. Hmm. My bread and butter is neighborhood shopping centers, typically older centers, and buying them, repositioning them, and making them part of communities. That's my bread and butter. I do some development in addition to that. I've done some development in downtown Durham, back before that was cool, when land was cheap and you could do smaller projects.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, gosh, some other little projects, townhouse project, cottage court development, those types of things. But generally, as I said, my bread and butter is commercial retail. But I over time, I've become aware of the importance of place and mm-hmm. how the way that you put the components of commercial and residential real estate together influences whether you have a quality place that you're living in. Back in 2004, I decided to go to planning school.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up getting a master's in city planning from UNC and thinking that, well, this will give me insight into how to work with regulators so that we can end up with better places. And about a semester into planning school, I said, yeah, I don't want to be a planner. It's a whole lot easier to create good spaces when you're working on the private side mm-hmm. versus on the regulatory side. Regulations really should make it easy to do the right thing and hard to do the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
But very often our regulations fail to do that. And I think that we see that outcome in Chapel Hill, that much of what gets built here, nobody's happy with.
Yeah. What's an example of that in terms of like specific regulations that maybe should be better?
Oh, well, the current Chapel Hill regulations are very much geared towards suburban car-oriented development.
Mm-hmm.
And so certainly on the Community Design Commission, we see requests coming along on almost every application for things like alternate buffers and different things like that, because the rules that we have as a town are geared towards how you would do development in 1980, not how you would do it in 2022.
Mm.
And so there's much more of a desire for urban style, mixed use, walkable communities, and our regulations as a town are not built for that.
So what would you do, or what should we do as a community to get to that place where we can facilitate good projects?
There was an author decades ago who talked about start with the end in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's where you go in Chapel Hill, is you start with what do you want your outcomes to be? And then back into that with your rules and with your process. Our development entitlement process here is very much geared towards process.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the process that you go through. Here are the hoops that you jump through, the steps that you take, the advisory boards that you see, here are all of the processes. It's not focused on, well, what is the outcome you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we fail miserably as a town.
Do you think we agree generally on the outcomes that we want?
That's a great question, because probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But I think change is always scary, or change is always hard. And so I think that the challenge of going from, you know, single story retail parking lot centers to six story donut apartment buildings, that's a big jump from one to the other. And I think that, and I'm referring, of course, to Blue Hill
mm-hmm.
and the earliest projects that were done there. Actually, all of the projects so far that have been built have been a big jump from one scale to the other. I think that's something that, that nobody is happy with. But that's not what all development has to look like. You mentioned that I was the founding chair of the board for Incremental Development Alliance, which very much has this philosophy of change can happen small or change can happen big, but it's actually Chuck Marone is a great person who talks about this. He says that no area should be exempt from change, but the change that occurs needs to be respectful of what is there now. And I don't think that I think that our community is much too set in no change. And then there are folks who want change, and so then they're trying to leap from something that is that the leap is too big, and so that transitional space doesn't occur.
So is that an issue with like Blue Hill, for instance? Because with Blue Hill, we're talking about like forum-based code, which, and correct me if I'm wrong, seems to be more of like the outcome-oriented, let's get a sense of what we want and streamline the process a little bit. But your eyes just lit up, so you've got more on that.
That's a great observation.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so. I think the flaw with, there are many flaws with the Blue Hill District, but the biggest one is that the design work was not done up front.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't, this is another big area that we fall apart as a town, is that we don't focus on the public spaces or the space connections. Our process right now very much gears towards looking at the site in isolation rather than the site as part of a larger whole. And so the challenge is that the physical planning was not done to create the outcome that the public was told it was going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And so by not focusing on public spaces and connections between these different projects, the outcome has been a lot of isolated projects.
Mm-hmm.
The design work was not done on our form-based code. It just was not done in advance. And so as a result, you have, in this area of town, in fact, here where your studio is, you have these super blocks that are massive and geared towards moving cars around, but they don't have the fine-grained fabric that urban places have. And so they took super blocks, and then they plopped urban-scale buildings on the super blocks. So then you end up with things that are much larger. For example, you know, you end up with 2.3-acre buildings at the Berkshire next to Whole Foods. Well, that's not a six-story building that's on a smaller footprint has a different impact on public space than a six-story building that's 2.3 acres that's larger than multiple football fields.
Mm.
It's just a different thing. We'll see it again here, right next door, when this big building gets built by Ram Development.
The apartment building over there? Yeah.
The Willow Street apartment building. That building will be the same size and scale as the Berkshire apartment building. And it's just a shame to see that happen.
Is that fixable with what we've got right now?
Oh, it's already been approved. It's
No, I mean, like, just the sense of Blue Hill and the lack of walkability.
Is it fixable? Well,
yeah.
That'll be interesting. There's a Trinsic Residential Group is doing a Blue Hill project. It was approved recently. That was an interesting thing for me since I served on the Community Design Commission.
Yeah.
I recused myself from a lot of, actually from all of the meetings having to do with that project. But the Trinsic project that's coming to Blue Hill, I think, will be the first project that serves the placemaking qualities that the then town council told the public they were going to get when the form-based code was approved. That project will be two buildings, and it has a large plaza between the two buildings, and that plaza will serve as a gathering place between the adjacent large buildings that are being built. So I think that one is the opportunity for creating places. So is the cause lost? No. Could it have been better? Oh, yes.
Speaking with Susanna Dancy, Rockwood Development, this is the Embrace the Space feature, monthly feature here on This Morning with Aaron Keck, presented by Trinsic Residential Group. And we got to wrap up this conversation, but as we do, I want to get back to what you said about incremental development, because the question that I have is, wave a magic wand and tell me what your ideal Chapel Hill looks like, but don't do that. What's the next incremental step towards that? Like, what do you want to see happen in the next couple of years?
Oh, I think that certainly, town council is focused on changing the LUMO, the Land Use Management Ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
Changing the culture, I think, is the big deal. It's to be able to be proactive about where we're going rather than reactive about what's being proposed. And I think that for council to be clear about what it is that they're trying to achieve would be really helpful for the developers who are coming in trying to give them that. Because really, most developers, you just give them the rules and they will comply with the rules. The problem is the rules right now in Chapel Hill are not very good.
Susanna Dancy, Rockwood Development, thank you so much for being with us today.
Sure, my pleasure.